Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, everybody, what's cracking? Welcome to episode number 56 of the Private Labeler Show. I am your host, Nick, and I am just a man with a microphone without a plan, but just wanted to share some conversation that is completely unedited, unfiltered, and just off the top of my head. And today I wanted to talk to you about my experiences with Amazon Marketing Services and why I think you, as an Amazon private labeler, need to get involved in this, because it's going to be pretty freaking awesome for you. So before that, though, just hopefully your Black Friday sales were awesome. Your Cyber Monday sales were awesome. I know mine were. I was really ecstatic over those course of those few days. Sales were great. Was definitely loving selling on Amazon during that time. I loved all the money pouring in. So hopefully it's a sign for things to come for the rest of the year. So yeah. All right, guys. So let's just jump right into it. No screwing around. I want to talk to you about Amazon Marketing Services. Now, you may or may not have heard this talked about before. The reason why I wanted to share my thoughts on it, I've been hearing and seeing a lot of conversation about this the past few weeks in the Facebook group. So I thought, you know what? You guys might be interested in this because it's definitely beneficial. I've been using Amazon Marketing Services for a while now, and I just wanted to share with you my experiences, how it's benefited, and how the heck you too can get enrolled into this. So what is Amazon Marketing Services, you might ask if you're unfamiliar? Well, if you ever log into an Amazon.com page, like you look at a sales page and you see all these like funky ads from maybe some of your competitors or vendors, and you're like, how the hell are they doing that? Like, how do they get those types of cool ads or cool pages or things like that? It's more than likely it's because they have a vendor account and you don't, okay? The Seller Central account is still what you want. You're still fine with that. The PPC on Seller Central is awesome. But what Amazon Marketing Services is, it's kind of like a suite of tools that they give you access to, kind of like, let's just call it like enhanced PPC, okay? It's like PPC on steroids for certain things. But you can do different types of ads. You can do headline ads, like at the top of pages, showing, you know, numerous products that you have. You can target specific competitors or any ASIN that you want and have your ad show up on their page and things like, you can do all sorts of cool stuff with it. You can target certain categories. You can target interest with your products, with multiple products, things like that. So you kind of get like a full, let's just say, suite of PPC options with this. Now, the PPC, again, from Seller Central, I still think is pretty awesome, and I would keep using it because it's great, especially if you know how to use it. But this is kind of gives you that extra little thing in your tool belt in regards to PPC that I think you're really going to be interested in, especially if you're building a brand on Amazon. You definitely want all the tools available. Now, the other things that you can do with it is you can build like brand pages on Amazon. So a lot of the big vendors out there, the big time brands, they have these, if you ever look on their pages, they have these really funky and different like vendor pages, and it's like their own URL on Amazon, and they have videos on there, and they have all this cool stuff, and you're like, how do I get that? Well, in a lot of cases, Amazon Marketing Services is going to give you access to tools similar to that, okay? You also get some analytics and some basic kind of demographics, traffic tools, and things like that. And it seems like they're always kind of adding to this. And there's other things involved with it too. But again, if you're building a brand on Amazon, or Amazon's at least one of your channels, and you're serious about it, you want to add a lot of products and things like that, you're definitely going to want to get enrolled in this. And again, a lot of people have been talking about it, so I figured it was time just to share some of my experiences with it, because I've been in it for a while now. I've had some pretty good luck with it. And again, any additional traffic that I can get to drive to my product pages or brand recognition and things like that is only going to make me more money in the long run. And that's what I'm interested in. So I still use standard PPC through Seller Central, and that's great. But here's a little bit about how you get access to these tools. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to sign up for a vendor account, okay? This is completely different from your standard Seller Central account, okay? So there are numerous types of vendor accounts, out there. And the one that you're going to want to probably do is the Vendor Express account. So Google it, look it up, sign up for a Vendor Express account, go through the steps that you need to do to sign up. Make sure you don't have the same logins or emails that you're using for your Seller Central. Make it completely different. This is a 100% complete different account. Now, here's what you need to know. You're not necessarily interested in becoming a vendor for Amazon in most cases. You just want to create the account to get access to some of the additional tools that you can in turn use on your brand, okay? So that I just wanted to clear that out there because sometimes people think, well, I don't want to become a vendor. Well, you're really not becoming a vendor. You're kind of just faking it out and making Amazon think that you're a vendor and kind of getting that account set up because you just want the tools, okay? So sign up for that account. And what you're going to need to do though, since in Amazon's eyes, you're trying to become this vendor, what you're going to need to do is send them a product, okay? Because Amazon wants to try to sell this a product that you sell them and test the demand for it, okay? So if I'm creating, let's say I have a yoga brand that I'm creating and I have, let's say, five products in my yoga brand and I have a brand name, you know, all that stuff. What I want to do is this, okay? When I'm setting up the account, I have to figure out eventually, okay, I need to send them a product. They need to evaluate it. They need to try to sell it. Amazon, again, is going to treat you as a vendor. So this is just part of the motions, okay? Again, this is the only really kind of hurdle to everything once you sign up for the account is you have to send them a product. And what you're going to do is you're going to create a product sales page, okay? It doesn't have to be perfect. Again, you're not trying to become like a vendor superstar. You're just doing it to go through the motions. So you're going to create this sales page. And it's a little bit different setup than Seller Central. So you just kind of fake it out. I took maybe 3 minutes to do this on my end. And Amazon then is going to say, okay, whatever product you're putting up here, we're going to want like 10 of those or whatever it might be. And they're going to actually want you to send them 10 or 12 or whatever it is that they tell you of these products or the same product, okay? They're going to want to test it out on their end to see if it sells, okay? And if it sells, they're going to send you a purchase order for more of those products. You don't ever have to fulfill that or anything like that, okay? But again, Amazon thinks you're a vendor, all right? That's what they think. But you just need to go through this first hurdle to get things going, to get this account established so that you can keep your account and keep access to this marketing, this Amazon marketing services, okay? So hopefully you're with me at this point. Now, what I did, and this is exactly what I did. So I figured out, I went on my one of my main factories, Alibaba pages, and I looked at all the things that they sell, and I already know all the things that I get from them that I private label and all that stuff. And I went, okay, I'm going to pick a product on there that I probably won't be selling in the near future, but I can ask my factory to slap my logo, my label on it, whatever it is, okay? So I reached out and I said, hey, you guys got this product on in your catalog on there. Can you slap my logo on it? And can I get like 10 of them or 12 of them or whatever it was? And all I said was, hey, I want to show these off to a business partner of mine. And maybe we'd be interested in ordering more of them. She says, not a problem. Where do you want those sent to? And I had them send them right to my office or right to my house, right? So again, I have a logo on it. It's got my brand on it, but I'm not necessarily interested in selling these, okay? It's just to kind of send them to Amazon, okay? Just so that they can try to test sell them for their own purposes or whatever, but that's irrelevant. So what Amazon does then is they let you print up a UPS shipping label. I slap the label on it and I send it into them, okay? That's all I need to do, okay? That's all. Anything beyond then, I don't care, all right? It doesn't matter. But in my vendor account that I created, I'll be able to see if anybody bought them or whatever. But again, I'm not concerned with that. Amazon might try to sell them. And if they sell well, Amazon might send me a purchase order then and say, hey, we want to buy more of these from you. So I can obviously go through with that if I want to, and I can become some sort of a vendor for those products with them if I feel like it. But in this case, I'm not interested, okay? So I'm just interested in getting the ball rolling to get this account created to get access to the Amazon marketing services. And there's other tools and things like that, but that's the only thing that I'm interested in. So hopefully that makes sense, all right? They're going to ask for a certain amount of products. You create the product sales page. Super easy to do. You don't have to even worry about it being perfect. And all I did was I just asked my my factory. I said, hey, can you guys take some pictures of this? Okay. I didn't even want to send it to a professional photographer or anything like that. I wasn't trying to be professional with it necessarily. I was just trying to get it so that they would accept the listing and things like that. So they sent me some pictures back. I popped them on the listing. Everything was fine. No problems. Good to go. And in fact, I don't think Amazon even sold one of those products that I gave to them. Okay. They're just sitting there. So I'm not even concerned about it. But what I am concerned about is keeping that account open so I have access to those tools, one being the Amazon Marketing Services, okay? So hopefully you're with me here. With Amazon Marketing Services, then, I can use those tools that I was mentioning earlier, a few minutes ago, and I can use those on my ASINs in my Seller Central account, or in fact, any ASIN, essentially. So you don't need to do anything beyond that. You don't need to commingle. You don't need to do any of that stuff. So when you create some of these pay-per-click ads or headline ads with Amazon Marketing Services, it just goes off of the ASIN and things like that. You can find things and you'll kind of see once you get it set up and how easy it is. So you don't need to even merge the accounts or any of that stuff, because sometimes people think that's what you need to do. So it's really simple to use. And my results from it, it's kind of hit and miss for Amazon Marketing Services as far as like the pay-per-click and all that, like the different options that they give you. Some are really effective. Some, I guess, maybe I just sucked at so far and haven't figured out how to make things profitable, okay? But it's been since I've been using it, it's definitely been a lot of trial and error. Some of the ads I've been creating have really been hitting and doing extremely well. Some not so much. So it's definitely trial and error. And it just, again, since I've been using it, it's like, okay, I got to figure out this system now and seeing how it works. It's a little bit different than just the standard Amazon pay-per-click system. You have to think a little bit more with the Amazon Marketing Services and how you're going to run your ads and things like that and what you're going to target. So it's kind of exciting. It's kind of fun. But again, it can be extremely profitable. And here's another thing I didn't mention that I absolutely love about it, that if this is the only thing that it gave me, I'd be ecstatic about. So when you're setting up some of these ads through Amazon Marketing Services, you can use Amazon's suggested keywords, just like standard pay-per-click, or you can type in your own keywords, just like you always were allowed to with the regular pay-per-click from Seller Central. But here's the cool thing. They will rank the traffic on Amazon. Yeah, like Amazon's going to give you the traffic for each keyword, okay? So if I were to type in like yoga mat as an example when I'm setting up my ads, Amazon will rank that traffic. They might say that's a high traffic keyword, or that's a medium traffic, or that's a low traffic. They're going to give you that data straight from the horse's mouth, straight from Amazon. So it's extremely beneficial for you when you're setting up your ads, but more importantly, knowing the actual volume of those keywords according to Amazon. So why? Well, take it one step further. When I'm creating my listing or just enhancing my existing listings, things like that, sometimes you use keywords and you're like, I'm not really 100% positive if that's really that awesome of a keyword. A lot of times you might be guessing, okay? You might think, oh, those are definitely the popular keywords to use in my title or my back end or my bullet points, but you're never really 1,000% sure. With this little built-in tool there, a little feature, it shows you directly like, hey, this phrase is, you know, high volume, or this phrase here is low volume or like a medium volume. It'll just tell you easily. So you can get all this information about the traffic very quickly. So what I actually did a while ago is I look at that and I go, okay, I'm going to evaluate all my listings then to make sure that I have, according to Amazon, you know, all these high traffic keywords in there. And I actually did some switching around of some of my listings, because what I thought was maybe hot keywords in some of my titles or wherever weren't necessarily as great as I thought they were, even though everybody else is using them. So I went back then and used that to audit my listings to make sure that I had, you know, high traffic phrases. Again, this was data according to Amazon, okay? So there are other tools out there that you can pay for outside of this that will give you some of this information. But again, this is directly from Amazon, so I'm good with that. So it's just free. So I can use that and I can look at my back end, all my keywords in my listings, things like that, and go, okay, these phrases, according to Amazon, have a ton of traffic. And I can just keep typing things in and it just gives me the data. Like I can keep going down the line and it tells me exactly the traffic on those specific keywords. So I wanted to mention that was hugely beneficial, kind of like a side point of all this, but very, very cool. So hopefully that gets you excited about that. So yeah, I kind of walk you through the basics of it. Get your Vendor Express account, find a product that you can send into them, slap your label on it, get a basic listing created. Again, you don't care about that necessarily at all. You're just faking it out. And then pretty much away you go. You can start playing around with it. Now, what I found, just as a little tip, if you are using Amazon Marketing Services and you maybe just started using it, what I have found is some of these ads that you can create, the more niche down, the more specific you create, maybe like a headline ad as an example at the top of the page. If you ever look, there's headline ads out there that vendors can create, or you can create now too with this. And if you get really targeted and really specific with who you're targeting and the message in your headline, that's really beneficial instead of being general. So the more specific that you can target your customer and the more specific those keywords are that you want to target, that's going to, in my opinion, increase your results, okay? And another little cool thing too that I maybe briefly mentioned is that you all know who your competitors are. And how cool would that be that if somebody is shopping on one of your competitors' sales pages on Amazon and you can have your ad show up right where, like, I think it's like on the right-hand side of the page if you're on a desktop or a laptop. I'm not sure where it is if you're on a phone. But underneath, like, the add to cart button that would be on the right-hand side of the page, like, underneath there, you always see ads running. Well, you can run ads there too. So you can target a specific customer or a specific competitor of yours, find their product and have your ad show up right underneath there, so that if maybe a potential customer of yours is looking at their product, your competitors, all of a sudden they're ready to add to the cart and like, oh, they see yours, they see your ad, your headline, and then they're naturally going to get curious and click on it. Maybe they buy your product instead of theirs. So I think that's pretty cool. Again, there's so many other things to offer, but again, it's all about driving traffic. And the other things I really didn't even mention yet is about driving or building your brand on there with this. So one of the things that I have done is I've built out a actual brand page on Amazon. So I actually have my own URL on Amazon. So it's amazon.com/mybrandpage, which is pretty freaking awesome because I can have my own hero image up top. I can lay out my page any way that I want. So if somebody clicks on my brand name, it's going to look different than just a standard Seller Central person's brand page that kind of by default Amazon has. So I think that's really awesome. I can also link up like my Facebook page on there, my Instagram, my whatever. I can link up all kinds of stuff on there. And beyond that, that stuff I've been playing around with for a while, but I know that they're always kind of adding things. I'm probably missing things as well. But if you really want to set your brand apart, Amazon Marketing Services is definitely something that you should be looking into. So if you guys got questions on that, I know that I could probably ramble for quite a long time on this topic, but for time's sake, that's all I'm going to talk about for right now. But if you got further questions, ask in the Facebook group. So go to privatelabelershow.com/FB and just get linked up in the Facebook group. Again, if you got questions specific to this episode, join the group if you're not already in it and just fire the questions away in there. Because I'm certain that a lot of you guys are probably going to have questions on this, because I know a lot of people do usually. So that about does it, guys. I'll hit you up in the next one. Later.